KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Well, winter storm warning now in effect. Above 1,500 feet will remain in place for the Sierras and the Mother Lode at least through tomorrow evening, if not into Friday morning. Additional snow accumulations will range anywhere from 2 to 6 inches above 1,500 feet. We're talking close to probably about 2,000 feet with this, but still above the 2,000 foot elevation, look for anywhere from 0.5 foot to 4 feet, and above the 3,000 foot elevation, an additional 8 inches to 1.5 feet of snow to 4 feet of snow is likely. Remember now, the higher you go, the more the snow. Mike checked in today from Sierra Pines, 15 inches of snow, and Mike is up around the 4,000 foot elevation. Gusty winds at times as well, especially if you're traveling up over the pass, slick snow-covered roads, potentially dangerous. Yesterday we had a number of spinouts on Highway 88. Well, the purchase of a potential new recreation center and repairs on Upper Shake Ridge Road were the focus of a busy agenda before the Amador Board of Supervisors yesterday. Amador County Recreation Agency head Carolyn Fragulia and ACRA board chair Wayne Garibaldi presented the purchase of a new recreation center to the supervisors. ACRA is proposing the purchase of the former Ironborn Fitness Building that's located off Commerce Drive and Ridge Road. The building would serve as facilities for a variety of indoor recreational activities, which ACRA has not had since leaving the hub in downtown Jackson. The building, which is estimated to cost $900,000, would also serve as the office and headquarters for ACRA itself. The purchase would be funded with a combination of Proposition 68 grant monies and the regional park fees collected on new construction. Supervisors formally approved moving forward with financial due diligence on the potential purchase. Also discussed was the state of repairs for Upper Shake Ridge Road. A series of storms over the last 3 years have triggered landslides, road collapses, and retaining wall failures. This has all left a 1,000-foot stretch of the roadway impassable, except in emergencies. Repairs made have not held up under storm activity and will need to be repaired further. The board discussed the possibility of realigning the road so that it'll be straighter and on firmer ground, but rejected the idea due to uncertainty over funding and acquiring new right-of-way from neighboring properties. Well, after many years at the helm, executive director for the Amador Council of Tourism, Maureen Funk, has stepped down. As she moves on, Funk says the Amador Council of Tourism is in great shape right now. Fiscally, it's never been stronger, and the move to the Prosperity Center will boost ACT's goal to increase visitation to Amador County. Funk added, it's been her pleasure to represent Amador County and work with the amazing leaders in our community. The Amador Council of Tourism's Board of Directors expressed their thanks to Funk for her efforts over the years and wish Maureen success on her next endeavor. Before leaving the organization, Funk oversaw the Amador Council of Tourism's recent move to the Amador Economic Prosperity Center, joining the Amador Chamber of Commerce, Amador College Connect, Columbia College, and Motherlode Job Training. Amador Council of Tourism is Amador County's destination marketing organization, and we wish Maureen well. Good friend of the radio stations. Well, the burn permit suspension in Amador, El Dorado, Calaveras, and Alpine counties will be lifted at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. CAL FIRE Amador El Dorado Unit Chief Scott Lindgren is formally counseling the burn permit suspension and advises those possessing current and valid agricultural and residential burn permits, you can now resume burning on permissive burn days. Now in Amador County, remember to call 223-6246. As far as Tuolumne Calaveras go, we have not received word yet. And with the National Weather Service forecasting these winter-like storms continuing off and on through the weekend into next week, Amador and Calaveras County have provided locations where residents can pick up sand and sandbags to protect flood-prone areas of their properties. In Amador County, sand and sandbags are available at the airport parking lot on Sutter Hill, and for Calaveras County residents at the county maintenance yards, Arnold, Glencoe, Jenny Lind, and the San Andreas Yard. Please note, these locations close at 3:30. Sand and bags are available 24/7 in Amador County. Now, officials say please limit the number of sandbags to 10 per resident to bring your own, and bring your own shovel, rather. And despite winter-like weather forecasts for many parts of the state, around 7 million Californians will be traveling over the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday period. That's the most since 2005. And the CHP will be out in full force starting at 6:01 tonight through 11:59 on Sunday. The Amador and Calaveras CHP units encourage everyone to slow down, use caution, buckle up, child restraint seats, designate a driver, and carry chains, especially if you're heading in the high country. Want to make a correction to the story on the suspension of the burn suspension, or the lifting, I guess I should say, of the burn suspension. That will be lifted as of Friday. I think I said tomorrow. That'll be lifted as of Friday, the burn permit suspension in Amador, El Dorado, Sacramento, and Alpine counties will be lifted as of 8 a.m. on Friday. As far as the turkey trot goes, we are still awaiting word. The turkey trot committee, Dr. Bob, also our friend Beth Stanton from the Interfaith Food Bank, Randy Berg, they're all talking right now, and we should know very shortly about that. Also coming in a little later, we're going to be talking with Lucy Hackett. She'll have some details for Christmas Delights. Remember, rain or shine, Christmas Delights. And coming up at 8:30 this morning, Supervisor Forrester will recap the entire Board of Supervisors meeting for us. I'll be back. We'll have a complete rundown on weather and roads in just a moment. Local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC Newsroom. I'm Jim Geedy. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com. That includes, again, the latest weather and roads on kvgcradio.com.